This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Dana Walks is a Democratic state lawmaker from Western Wisconsin and a trial lawyer. He says that combination makes him a perfect advocate for regular folks in the Capitol. As part of WPR's series on the candidates for governor, Laurel White has this profile.
Carly Jo Lauer first met Dana Walks at a very difficult time in her life. She had just been in an awful car accident and had been left paralyzed from the waist down.
I was in the hospital for 107 days, and I was doing speech therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and then I was also doing my schoolwork on top of that because I wanted to graduate with the rest of my class.
Lauer was a sophomore in high school when the accident happened. She says she first met Walks when he came to the hospital to visit her. Her mother had hired his law firm to represent her in a lawsuit following the accident.
You know, I always felt comfortable that I could cry or I could scream or I could swear or I could do whatever I needed to do to express myself, and he was always supportive of that.
Lauer says Walks was comfortable sitting with her in her most vulnerable moments, and she thinks that says a lot about who he is. And he made her laugh.
Total dad jokes, you know, I think that's important for people to know.
Walks says his work as a trial lawyer, which he continues to do, is a lot like his work in the Capitol. He says he sees both jobs as opportunities to fight for people who don't have a lot of power.
I don't represent the big corporations. I represent regular people in terrible circumstances in life.
Dan Freund is a longtime friend and colleague of Walks. They first met when they were young lawyers practicing in Eau Claire. Freund says Walks didn't talk about running for office in those early days, but he's not entirely surprised it happened.
I think to some extent it's a logical extension of his work representing the injured parties against big insurance companies and big companies and being an advocate for those who couldn't necessarily advocate for themselves.
There is a benefit to being a trial lawyer for a Democrat like Walks. They're often helpful to Democrats, especially when it comes to fundraising. But WisPolitics President Jeff Mayers says Walks may have struggled because another attorney, Matt Flynn, entered the Democratic race for governor.
I think that, a lot of Milwaukee attorney money may have gone Matt Flynn's way.
Mayers says Walks was considered an early front runner in the Democratic field, in part because he announced his candidacy early, but he struggled to stand out in the 10-candidate primary.
Some Democrats have been saying that campaign is underwhelming.
Walks contributed about $270,000 of his own money to his campaign last year, according to finance reports. That's more than half of what he reported raising. Walks has tried to distinguish himself from other Democrats in the governor's race by highlighting his fight against Foxconn. Every Democrat running for governor has criticized Foxconn, but Walks sits on the board of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which negotiated the deal. That put him on the front lines to attack it.
I think it's a terrible squandering of state resources. $3 billion spent on one company buried deep within one industry is a heck of a lot of eggs in one basket.
Walks voted against the contract, saying it didn't have enough protections for Wisconsin workers. Walks says Foxconn is one of many examples where the needs of regular people are falling on deaf ears at the state capitol. He says it's about time for that to change, and he'd be the governor to change it. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.